When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Comp.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
It is the first day of spring, give or take a day. It's about the first day of spring. All right. I'm sorry if this is coming to you on a day that's a day later, maybe 2 days. Who cares? It's basically the first day of spring. The leaves are out. The bugs are here.
I said that I saw some flowers blossoming, and you said you treat me like I was a liar.
I didn't look. I mean, they don't blossom the first day necessarily. That's why I said the leaves. You want to go straight to flower? It's April showers.
It takes me longer for the
May
leaves.
Flowers. That's always been the myth. And you want to come at me like, oh, I saw the flowers. Oh, I saw a UFO. Oh, I saw. I'm special because, you know, oh, the mRNA vaccine. Oh, it's good. Stop trying to win me over. All right? It's spring. It's my favorite time of year. My eyes were bursting with water this morning. I had to take some Claritin, take some pharmaceutical drugs into my eyes. And now the pollen has subsided, and I can enjoy the orchids. I can enjoy the war in Ukraine, the war in Gaza. Is that war in Gaza or is that just bombing in Gaza? I feel like it's more of a bombing in Gaza.
It's more of a bombardment.
Yeah, no politician's son is going to go fight in Gaza, right? There's no Yahoo, there's no Yahoos going over to fight in Gaza, right? Adventurers,
French Foreign Legion.
Are they in Ukraine?
They should be.
Why?
Or not Ukraine, like Gaza.
Yeah, why don't they send the French Foreign Legion to the Gaza?
Don't they have some kind of wolf code where they go?
Wolf code?
Where they go where the fighting is thickest. And
They go where the French need them to go, I guess. The French, I mean, they don't go. No, they're not like an autonomous unit. They work for the French. They're the French Foreign Legion.
Yeah, but aren't they always doing like, you know,
yeah, they're expendable as far as the French are concerned. Mm-hmm. So they go of the places France wants military stuff to happen. Yeah, they send them because they're not French people.
Right.
They're mostly criminals, I guess. send that batch of criminals we trained.
Send those criminals and get them to offer to be human shields for Hamas.
Get
them and then they won't have an excuse. No
one cares.
Really, we gave you human.
The French don't even care about the French Foreign Legion. Why would anyone else? Israel's good. I mean, look, I hope it's not the case.
Well, it might be. I don't
There's
know.
A romantic thing about the French Foreign Legion that I don't know if you connect to.
Yeah.
Where it's like you can just get a new identity, right? So you can be a criminal. Or just have a checkered past, and they gave you a new name, and no one could touch you once you're there.
That sounds nice.
It does sound nice. Now, I hope it's not the case that everyone's a pedophile who's been caught. I hope that's not the case, because it would ruin a mythical beauty to me. Mm-hmm. But it might be. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Israel would say that. They're all pedophiles. What shit? You use pedophiles? These Hamas use pedophiles as shields. I mean, that's what they would do.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to find a solution for this Gaza because there's a lot of people getting killed over there.
Can you imagine every pedophile who gets caught just starts running to France or Morocco, where we would sign up. Just like, it's like on these message boards, they're all just like, if the dad ever catches you, just run, have a train ticket to France ready to go. I mean, that would be an interesting movie. I mean, honestly, that'd be kind of cool. Forget that stuff. Just a regular criminal, a pickpocket, a burglar, a cat burglar. Yeah, a pimp. A pimp has to go on the run, and it's just 24 hours to France or something, is what it's called, or to Paris, and he has to get to the Foreign Legion because he killed a girl. He killed his bottom girl, his bottom baby, bottom bitch. Right? I mean, if you saw that in the New York Times, well, not the New York, you know, in TV Guide, and the description was a low level pimp accidentally kills his bottom bitch and has to go on the run to France to join the French Foreign Legion. You'd watch that movie. It's starring Bill Cosby. As a low-level bimp.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like a crazy idea.
Star power, which we may be able to get. I mean, what's he doing? Who else is going to touch Bill Cosby but us?
Isn't he, like, blind now?
Well, I can point him in the right direction. He's not going to be doing, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm improv. You know, we're going to give him an earpiece. And I'll wear sunglasses the whole time. Like a cool pimp. A cool pimp would wear sunglasses. By the way, if you love this kind of conversation, which who wouldn't, we have a Patreon and you can join it. And you know what you get when you sign? You don't get whimsical, hey, we'll put your name on the day. No, we give you a free episode not free, you pay for it, but you know, an extra episode every week. For $5 a month, so it's 4 episodes, $5. It's again, not free.
Our Patreon is 100% free.
No, it's not. bad marketing. So we have that. So it's, you know, you sign up for that if you enjoy that and just whatever. Anyway, Bill Cosby, I'm gonna have a leash on him. Not a leash.
Who's gonna be the leading lady?
The one he kills.
Well, or the one he'll meet another. Who replaces the woman he killed?
Keira Knightley. I feel she's underutilized since she's perhaps reached the age of 40 or whatever. Yeah. No one touches her anymore, but we'll use her. We'll use all the people you don't want to use, Hollywood. We got Keira Knightley, maybe Natalie Portman. Mm. You know, Natalie Portman, I don't see around much. She did, you know, she jumped into the Thor movie when she was 29. She joined a friend. I have this theory about women, because I didn't make this up, that women, no one likes them after they're 30 in Hollywood.
Right.
That's not me. But I have this addendum where if they jump into a franchise, then they can kind of, you know, get, like, leap past that. Like, what's her name? Sexpot blonde girl. Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, she is.
She's the definitive sex pot of the 21st century.
Right, yeah. She got it. She managed to keep her career going.
Well, for now, I mean, now she's out of the Marvel movies. I don't know. I haven't seen her. So as long as you can get into a franchise, you have a stay of execution. Right. Right? And so Natalie Portman jumped into the Thor movies when she was 29. And now that the Thor, that, you know, she's no longer the Thor. She died of cancer. Oh, spoiler alert. Why do these Marvel movies have cancer? Mm. Anyway, movie wasn't good. She's out.
It wasn't good.
I thought I saw her in a movie on a Netflix thing. You're like, that's Millie Bobby Brown. I'm like, geez, she's done. Dunzo. Natalie Dunzo. It's the age of Millie Bobby Brown. You know which Millie Bobby Brown's not going to be in? My Bill Cosby pimp movie. Tell you that much. Because I like him older.
That's going to be the pitch. That's going to be kind of like the hook of your production company.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, we'll work with older women and Bill Cosby and disgraced. Older women and disgraced men.
It's called, my production company is called MILF Money. Why isn't there a movie called that? There's a movie called Milk Money with Ed Harris about a hooker. I forget who it was. Who's
What, he pays her money to drink her milk?
I think his kid tricks, like, buys a hooker for the dad. Like, Ed Harris is like a widower. And his son, he's such a bad dad. His son's like, my dad needs to get laid. So they get Melanie Griffith. That was who it was, I think. Who was a hooker. Who's a really, like, a probably, I'm not the biggest Melanie Griffith fan, but, like, a huge win if you're going to get a hooker, probably, right? Melanie Griffith.
Yeah.
Look up the movie. Look up the Milk Money movie.
This is just, I'm just thinking about how much, like, how shamelessly in classic Hollywood they just,
Had hookers?
They just projected weird adult sexuality onto children.
Well, he used, like, a jar of money, and he paid the hooker in coins. Right, the kid. No, I was a kid when I saw the movie, so I didn't feel as weird. But now if I watched it, it's Melanie Griffith, right? Yeah, she looks good for a prostitute a kid would buy.
She looks great. She looks actually like a housewife.
Yeah, I think that's the premise. I think she becomes the housewife.
Oh.
The dad doesn't know he's, you know, got a hooker. You know, it's like Arthur.
Sick.
Yeah, right? Read the description.
Three young boys pool their money and pay V. Melanie Griffith.
Was she the chick from Cyberpunk? Your
prostitute name is V?
That's great.
A kind-hearted prostitute to strip for them.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that. Okay.
Afterward, she drives them home to the suburbs. This seems like a
pretty,
this seems like a pretty thin plot.
This is even, honestly, this is even the description, it's young boys. It's like, and they are, they're very young boys. And she, I forgot, this hooker strips for kids. I mean, I think hookers don't necessarily strip for kids.
No,
I think they go, hey, can we strip for money? No, you're children. Just because I'm doing an illegal act doesn't mean I'll do anything for a child. Like, what? I mean, like, the ones who, like, you're a crackhead, you know, maybe they would.
Right.
But Melanie, that's not her. She's like an escort. She's like, in real life, she'd be doing politicians and bankers. She's not touching kids. She's not risking going to jail for it. Even if she didn't give a shit, even if she was a sociopath, she'd be like, it's not worth the risk because I got banker money in my ass.
Right.
Like, hiding my asshole. Go on.
It's just as well, though. Wait, what? This is such a strange way of writing a movie description. It's just as well, though, because a mobster named Walter.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm McDowell, right, is after her.
Is after her, and V realizes the suburbs are the perfect place to hide.
Oh, so she hides out there.
But things get a little more complicated when V falls in love with Tom Ed Harris, a single father who is unaware of her real profession.
But then it gets more complicated when he realizes her name is actually Victor. And there's a surprise, a milk surprise down there that he wasn't expecting. A penis-shaped surprise. Go scroll up a bit. Is that what's her name down there? Oh, it's Anne Heche. Anne Heche is in this movie, too. This is great. This is a very good movie. All right. What are we talking about? Why did Milk Money come up? Make it full screen again so I can go back to the and get rid of this page.
Well, you wanted to name your production company MILF Money.
MILF Money, my production company, where we get women like Anne Heche. Oh, she died, right? Last year. R.I.P. Anne Heche. Don't you remember she set herself on fire?
That's right.
Yeah. In the Hollywood Hills or something. That won't happen to my girls. The MILF Money girls, I'll make this, I'm going to look at the camera and say it. The MILF Money girls are going to be safe. Keira Knightley, Natalie Portman, who else? Who else do I like?
You could maybe get Scarlett Johansson now.
Scarlett Johansson, if you want to be one of the MILF Money girls.
Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz. I'm not a huge fan of Rachel Weisz. All right, Rachel Weisz, you can get on the team. I find her a little cold.
Marissa Tomei,
she is strived. She went back through the looking glass.
Yeah.
She became like the MILF de jour. Although, how old is she? Let's look her up. Marissa Tomei. The MILF de jour. Oh, MILF de jour sandwich.
She's like 50.
Yeah, she's too old.
Wait, MILF Money? MILF Money has an upper limit, too.
We're like a charity here? I mean, we're all trying to make some money here. I'm saying there's an arbitrary line where most men, you know, straight blooded American men would love to kiss Keira Knightley or you know, whatever. Who else did I say? Natalie Portman. But Hollywood says no. Mm. But I'm not trying to pimp out Faye Dunaway over here. What am I doing? I'm running a business. You know, this is not. I mean, do you want grandma? Do you want to be get some grandmas? You want to make rom coms with James Duty Dench? James Duty Stench? With James Duty Stench? You know? P.U. Swear to Christ. You do anything to put us out of business, won't you? Your ideas. Goddamn ideas. Full screen, please. I need to make a macro for that. So, welcome to Comp. Welcome to the show. Mm. MILF Money coming soon. What's our first movie? Oh, it's going to be this pimp movie. But yeah. Get me
24 hours to France.
Well, get me to France.
Get me. Now, once he gets to France,
yeah.
And he joins the French.
Probably way too old. They won't take him.
Right.
That's the only thing. That could be the payoff. That could be the, hey, you know, National Lampoon's Vacation. We have to get the Wally World, right? And then Wally World's closed. Spoiler alert. It could be that. But then there's a lot of fun after that. So something else happens. He goes around France doing his thing, if you know what I mean. His Bill Cosby thing. And I don't mean Ghost Dad. He gets a few. He opens up his suitcase and realizes he has a few vitamins from his stash. And goes, hey, let me share these with some of the ladies in Paris. And it becomes a very questionable movie. But the dollars will roll in, right?
Right.
Yeah. You got to start thinking like someone who wants a pool, all right? This is what we're doing here. We're not making Ben-Hur. We're not making Citizen Kane. We're making get me to France. All right. From MILF money, the people who brought you Dolled Up Whore and Dolled Up Whore 2. It comes their first movie with us this year. And get me to Bill Cosby. And get me to France. Can he go? I mean, is he completely exonerated? He can travel internationally, right? I mean, worst case, we use green screen. I mean, it's basically just him dropping things into glasses most of the time in France.
But wait, why is he dropping things into glasses?
You know, like lewds.
Oh, okay.
Did you not realize that was what I was talking about?
So he's wait.
What do you think I meant by vitamins? What do you think I was talking about?
Wait, so he's playing a pimp.
He's not playing himself, no. But
he's kind of based on.
No
himself.
One's gonna look at him and not see Bill Cosby anymore, ever again. I mean, barely did before. You think people watching Ghost Dad and going like, oh, he really blends in to the character.
People saw Bill Cosby before when he was famous.
That's what I'm saying. So
it's part of being Bill Cosby.
Well, yeah, I'm saying it's like so.
People will never see him as not a.
Especially now, though.
Yeah. That's my point.
So you know.
People will never see him as a not a predator now.
Right. That too. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's synonymous. I mean, yeah, same thing. But what? Sure, we'll use your words. And so why not lean into that? Why not use that? I mean, when you have an elephant in the room, talk to the elephant. That's my motto.
Yeah.
Ride the elephant.
Right.
Hey, we have an elephant. I should make a shirt about that.
That should be the name of the production company, Ride the Elephant.
No, it's MILF Money. You are such a bad marketer. You're such a genius person, but your marketing idea is real cockamamie. Ride the Elephant? What does that mean? I'm trying to get Natalie Portman and Keira Knightley, and it's like, what's your business called? It's called Ride the Elephant. She's like, wait, I'm sorry. Am I the elephant here? I know I'm 41, but am I the elephant? Like, sorry, my wife named it. You're sitting there going like, and you're sitting there going with some fake glasses on and a pencil going like, you are the elephant. And you're whipping him. Your little whip. Mm. It's not a real whip. You know, it's a little toy whip.
Right.
I'm not going to give you a real whip.
You know,
you probably whip Keira Knightley in the eye.
Speaking of elephants.
Yeah, go ahead.
We watched a couple of the Indiana Jones movies recently.
We did.
And I was kind of taken aback. Like to see like real animals in movies.
Oh sure.
Like again, like seeing a real.
They abused these things constantly.
Oh, they did, but it looked great on camera.
So I'm saying, yeah.
Dropping into a train car and there's a real lion in there.
I want to know one thing. Where's the happy lion now? Right. I go to the zoo nowadays. I went to the zoo as a kid. Everything was vibrant and fun. And then you go to the circus and these lions are all, I'm a fucking lion, you know? You go to the zoo now and every tiger, they're always sad. They're all like sick, yeah, lying down. So where are all these happy lions and these happy elephants that like didn't have to be in Indiana Jones because of CG?
Yeah.
Where are they? Where are these animals that are so well off?
I bet they had a fun time.
They enjoyed themselves.
I bet they had a fun time swiping at Harrison Ford trying to get him.
Yeah.
Or trying to, you know.
Yes.
That's probably fun for a lion.
Of course it is. You think they want to be in the same penned up zoo all day? They hate that shit. A zoo is so much worse than being slaughtered. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, a lion is there to kill. At least it has a chance. Like, I think Bangladesh on like Indiana Jones 2.
Right.
Temple of Dooms is running around. And it's just, you know, I mean, but a lion, you don't at me. I'm not sure what animals in what movie. I'm not a nerd. Why am I looking into the light? I'm not a nerd like you.
I'm not saying that we should like go all 1930s and like, and you know, we just
well, be careful of that.
Just beat horses mercilessly on the set of some giant like.
That was your big takeaway from the 1930s. I'm not sure I'm going 1930s here and hit a horse or start the Third Reich.
Or what was it? When were those big Bible movies made? Like the 1960s?
No, is there before? Yeah, I mean the 50s.
Yeah,
50s are big. I think that.
Look, when you have that many horses for something like Ben-Hur or whatever, probably...
There was a Ben-Hur back then, too.
They're probably getting, like, you know, they're probably getting beaten. They're probably getting... Somebody's probably having sex with them.
Sex with a horse?
Yeah.
Sex with them.
Yeah.
You think people... I mean, you remember that story from, like, a decade or two ago where the guys had to rig for the horses to, like, you know, romance them?
romance them cyberpunk style.
Yeah. You think guys are like, you think like stagehands or like, you know, like key grips were like building those rigs on the off the side of the Hollywood set?
Those movies were so gigantic. The productions were so enormous.
The only thing that was gigantic.
I should be a talking head in like an old Hollywood documentary.
Yeah.
Those productions were so enormous that if somebody did want to build a rig that would allow them to have sex with a horse, nobody would have noticed.
Well, we remember we saw, it was like over a year ago now, that stupid movie Babylon, which had like impressive sequences.
Yeah.
About old Hollywood. It was Damien
Chazelle.
It was soulless nonsense.
Yeah.
And then like, and whatever. And they had a stupid Macklemore thing at the end. But, I would have respected it if they actually had that, did that, went that far, had the horse rig in Babylon. Damien Chazelle, I know you listen to this podcast. You should have done that. You should have had a horse have sex with a man. And then we would have respected you. Whiplash wasn't enough. All right? Wasn't good enough. It was good. I liked Whiplash. You could have J.K. Simmons, though, come back and he'd be the guy with the horse. That would have been an amazing film. But no one wants to be Kubrick anymore. That would have been a Kubrick move.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
R.I.P. Kubrick.
R.I.P.
He would have made that film. If he had the technology.
Anyway, I'm saying that we shouldn't abuse horses in that way.
Well, that's not abusing the horses. Look, I don't...
But I don't see why you can't have a real lion just kind of hanging out.
Look, for a number of reasons, which I can't necessarily articulate, that shouldn't be allowed. Movie or otherwise.
Right.
Movie set or otherwise. But I don't want to call it abusing the horse. I don't know. This idea that, like, the horse gives a shit. I mean, the horse is like, oh, I don't want to tear this idiot's, you know, colon apart. Doesn't care.
Mm.
The horse doesn't care.
You don't think that
it shouldn't be allowed under any circumstances. It's deplorable to do. But the horse is not being abused. It's just for society to function, we shouldn't have this.
But you don't think that there's a psychological element of it where it's like...
The horse doesn't have psychology.
Where it's like, why is this happening? Like, it's confused about why...
That happens when it wakes up.
Yeah, it's confused.
I mean, it's a horse.
Because honestly, when horses have sex with each other, it seems kind of confusing.
Yes.
And distressing.
Yes.
So I imagine if you add a human in there, it gets...
You're not ruining sex for horses. Horses are just, like, confused. Oh, you have to guide a horse, Abs. I don't know how they breed in the wild. When you ever watch a horse be, like, mate in captivity, they're all, like, you have to, like, put them on top of each other like they're Legos.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I don't want to think about it. And the kind of people who do want to think about it are problems. Mm. This is the only one thing they do that's wrong. But abusing the horse, can we stop infantilizing horses? It's destroying a person. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the first few guys in that situation, if you do it slow enough, it just works. I mean, it wouldn't have closed, right?
If the horse doesn't panic, it probably... There's probably a way to do it.
Must be amazing. I mean, it's got to be. If you're into that and you pull that off and you know what can happen, yeah. Must be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there should be a documentary about, like, you know, it's like I remember watching that Free Solo documentary.
Right.
About Alex Honnold, like, scaling El Capitan without ropes.
So much less scary.
There should be a similar documentary about a guy who managed to get fucked by a horse without dying.
Well, the whole time I'm trying to dance around it verbally. Not for any censors, just to be classy. And, of course, you had to go and ruin my romanticism. Now it's over.
Romance.
I was trying to be Howard Hughes. Howard Hughes. Who am I thinking of?
Hitchcock?
Perhaps.
I feel like Hitchcock always, like, really delayed it in being all, you know, I'm not going to show you everything.
I wasn't being metaphorical. I meant a guy who's whimsical.
Oh, okay.
Talking whimsically.
Oh, I thought you were talking about being subtle.
Sure. Yeah. I'm the Hitchcock of horse porn. I'll take it. And that's the name of the movie, too. I'll take it. Free Solo. And our final nominee, I'll Take It, by MILF Money Studios. That's going to be, I mean, this is going to hurt the Keira Knightley campaign. Getting her, we're going to send her endable arrangements and maybe a Snuggie. Right, what's a nice basket of gifts? One of those, you know, those pears. The gift box with the pears.
Right. Oh, the
Harry and David Harry gift and David. Boxes. Those fancy gifts.
That's classy.
Gift. Yeah. Send her one of those. Mm. And then she calls up, thanks so much for the Harry and David basket. That's classy. Oh, of course, Keira. You're a star. I did hear that you were producing a film called I'll Take It about a horse. You know, and then I'm like, you know, my wife really handled that one. She's not going to join the production company. Mm. We need Keira Knightley.
Okay, I understand.
We can't make your horse movie, baby. I know you love horses. Maybe Keira Knightley can ride a horse in a movie, but we can't make this.
It's not the same. I either want the horses my way or no horses at all.
Well, I want a pool. So anyway, moving on. What do we have here? Speaking of horse porn, they're going to try and ban TikTok. What are you doing? Make it full again. What are you doing?
House passes a bill that could lead to a TikTok ban if Chinese owner refuses to sell.
Right. They say it's not a ban. But when you... So basically, the House Republicans, I guess, is that what's going on? Where the Senate Republicans have made a bill that will... They basically try to force TikTok, whoever owns TikTok, you know, ByteDance, to sell. I thought this happens every year. But they want them to sell the TikTok to someone else. Right?
Right.
And, but the Republicans are saying it's not a ban because, you know, if they sell it, it's fine. Now, but they're still going to be spying, right?
I think the idea is that they couldn't spy if they sold it.
Well, the Chinese couldn't spy, but what if they sell it to, like, you know?
We'll spy.
Yeah. Who's spying? I mean, this is a leaky ship, and you're selling it to, like, you know, your mom.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that this is about people not getting spied on. It's about, you know, we don't want it, or you know, we don't want China spying on people. We don't want...
Sure.
Them getting a slice.
Right, but also isn't it about, like, hey, this is pretty profitable, let's steal it?
Probably.
Hey, sell us this.
Yeah.
And like, and no one's going to want to buy it, right? If you force someone to sell it, I imagine, and like, you know, I imagine the market to buy it is not going to be tremendous, right? Mm. You probably have a buyer lined up in your mind. This seems like kind of a grift.
Right.
This seems like the U.S. government has, like, you know, someone, Jamie Dimon, perhaps, is going to buy TikTok. He's going to do a bunch of boring financial TikToks while he's eating pudding in his underwear. I mean, I don't know. What's
you think they're just going to make it less fun?
Of course. This is, look, this is millennials. What are you looking up?
I was looking up a more recent news story about it, but it's okay. I won't do that.
No. What are they going to do? I'll tell you what this is. This is millennials like us.
Yeah.
Trying to peg the Zoomers. The Zoomers have this massive thing, this TikTok, I still don't know what they do on there. They make pizzas, they dance, they lip sync.
It's a lot of dancing. There's a lot of lip syncing. There's a lot of.
I can't compete on that level. I can talk
storytelling.
About I can talk about MILF money and Bill Cosby. that doesn't work on TikTok. I'm a long form.
No, you need a lot of context for that.
Yeah, I'm a long form exhibitionist, right? So I need to like break up TikTok, like my because it's too, you know, it's just like an Atlas Shrugged kind of scenario, you know, the Ayn Rand novel, where like they couldn't compete, so they basically forced they tried to take away the steel mill from Henry Reardon and the fucking and the oil company from what's his name? Why is this true? The character's name is Henry Reardon.
Yeah, but this is like that.
It is like that. It's just like that. What do you mean?
You mean because now like the all the best dancers have left.
Well, they're just gonna break up the company because they can't compete with it,
right?
So now like the Medium articles and maybe you know and the YouTubers like YouTube was on its way out, but not now. If they get rid of TikTok, we're back, baby.
So how do they go? How do they establish their new society?
Who?
The creators.
Well,
that part,
they're going to go to China.
Right.
And Atlas Shrugged, if you're not familiar, they go into this mountain, like they hide in the mountains of Colorado and make a society of geniuses. It's all very stupid. But in this case, it'll just be a bunch of like, you know, everyone's going to go to China.
It's going to be like dancers and thirst traps.
Yeah.
Living in the mountain.
Living in Uyghur Mountains or whatever. Mm. Yeah. Are they called Uyghur Muslims because it is Uyghur Mountains?
Uyghur, I think is.
Uyghur. I'm sorry. It's spelled Uyghur.
But
it's spelled Bob Uyghur.
But they live in the Uyghur region. Yeah, I think.
Sure. So we'll send you to Uyghur.
Yeah.
I make an app called We Go.
And you can live zone of interest style, like in a little community where, you know, and then around you will be like, we'll be, you know, doing our business with the.
Oh, that's a movie we watched about the Nazis.
Yeah.
Who live at Auschwitz.
What an odd movie. This will be TikTok dance.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah, it's like.
Stealing Uyghur Muslims' coats.
They're just some kid's like trying to play with his toys, and all of a sudden he hears like, you know, 1, 3, 7, 8. Like, huh? And then you still hear, drown him in the river. this is inside baseball for anyone who watches Nazi movies that win Oscars.
Yeah.
That movie won the Oscar, right?
We have a story about that, too.
About the Third Reich?
Meghan McCain went after.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's get on that. What's Meghan McCain up to?
She's a real slob.
No, she's great. I think she's phenomenal. Meghan McCain doubles down on smear of Jewish filming. I mean, is that... That's got to be some kind of... Hold on, let me zoom out a little bit. There we go.
Because this guy basically, he accepted the Oscar for Zone of Interest, which is a Holocaust movie.
You think she doubles down on a smear of cream cheese too while she's at...
And he basically said, he said a statement like, we refute our Jewishness and the Holocaust being used to justify the murder of civilians or something in right. Gaza, right? Like he said something like.
And he also said, I like the ones who don't get caught.
Yeah, our film shows where dehumanization leads at its worst. Right now, we stand here as men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being hijacked by an occupation which has led to conflict for so many innocent people. Whether the victims of October the 7th in Israel or the ongoing attack on Gaza, all the victims of this dehumanization.
At what point did the music start? Enough, dude. Just say, like, thank you for, like, you made a Nazi film. Enough.
Yeah.
You don't get to talk about Gaza. Make a movie about Gaza if you want.
He should have just gone, he should have just picked up the statue and said, yeah, so I made a movie about the Holocaust, so I'll be taking the statue now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It should be like called Zone of Interest, a.k.a. not Gaza.
Right.
Because that's not of interest to you. You made a film about another film about Nazis.
Right.
No one needed that.
But
we have Schindler's List. We have fucking Downfall. No one needed this movie. We had Jojo Rabbit. Look, I watched Zone of Interest. It's fine. It's about these Nazis who live at, like, Auschwitz. Like you know, the father works there.
Right.
He's one of the, I think he runs, he's one of the heads of the camp.
He's one of the big guys, yeah.
Big shot. You know, not in the whole Third Reich, but of Auschwitz. And then, like, the wife is just like, this is our dream house. I assume it's, like, surrealism or whatever, or, like, a satire. I don't think it's based on, like, a real family who, like, made their dream house at Auschwitz. But it's fine. But there's nothing to take away from this film.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, what do we boil? If we're going to boil this down to, like, I mean, I don't need to be spoon-fed a message. But there's nothing. I learned nothing new. I felt nothing new. Because the Nazis are the depths of the worst of the worst. And we already knew that. We already felt that.
Right.
How about you make a movie about something in Gaza, if you're going to talk about Gaza?
Yeah, enough with the
I'm not drawing allegories. I'm not drawing analogies necessarily to anything. I'm just saying, but don't talk about God. But you're already doing that because you made the Nazi movie now we're another Holocaust. All right, well, just make the Gaza movie.
I thought as I was watching it that it's like it might. I wasn't sure how Jonathan Glazer felt about any of this stuff.
I'm always thinking about the other Jonathan Glazer.
But as I was watching it, I did think it might be functioning as an allegory for something else. Like, you know, like it might be like he might be commenting on Gaza. Like it's like.
Well, no, allegories and metaphors are stupid. We don't live in the days of the code, or the Hollywood code, where you couldn't say gay and you couldn't like you couldn't do a lot of things, right? You couldn't, you know, under the Red Scare. Don't, you know, sorry, are we infringing on podcast copyrights by using that term?
Right.
McCarthyism.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, it's a different time. You can say a bunch of shit now. So you don't have to make metaphorical movies.
Mm.
Oh, the third man was actually about, you know, the Panama Canal. Oh, okay. No, this is like, just make a movie I got. Oh, this is a metaphor about TikTok. Stop it. No one wants metaphors. No one cares what a lily pad's about, right? It's not a painting. A painting has nothing to say because it can't talk. So therefore, you can read into it. A movie can say whatever the fuck it wants.
Mm.
So stop pretending you're doing metaphors. That's bitch shit. You hear me? Bitch shit. That's my other production company name. it's a subsidiary of MILF Money. Bitch shit. Productions.
That's good.
Thank you. And we always use make metaphorical art films.
Many took Glazer's words, refute their Jewishness completely out of context, including McCain, who tweeted on Monday, a lot of people in Hollywood showing their ass when a man gets on stage to, quote, refute his Jewishness, and half the room claps.
A lot of you showing your ass whenever you stand up.
I mean, literally, I don't think she's ever said anything publicly. That, like, where people haven't just immediately gone, shut the fuck up.
She's a disgrace to her father. Her dead father wishes she was never born. She is such a pig. Such a fucking disgusting animal. She's just a rabid animal who's just like star. Like, she's just like, I mean, you talk she shits on Trump? Trump actually made a name for himself.
Yeah.
He did a lot of things. You guys agree with them.
Yeah.
All she did was, like, she's just a fat hyena who, like, scrapes, like, at attention. She has some attention because people respected her father and he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she clung to that like a fat hyena. All right? Meghan McCain, her father hates her. Her father is in limbo.
Her father, you know what's interesting? John McCain, I don't think John McCain, except for when they were in the same room.
Yeah.
I don't think John McCain ever acknowledged her existence.
Why would, like, I mean, it's like acknowledging that, like, you know, you have, like, you know, it's like Bob Dole talking about his pet, his, you know, broken hand. His hand didn't work. Right? Remember Bob Dole? He always had the pen in his hand.
Right.
Because he was in World War II and, you know, someone shot his hand and so his hand didn't work. But you didn't see him talk about it, did you? He would just be like, he would just kind of never mention it. And Meghan McCain was his was John McCain's busted hand. A disgusting hand that no one wants. Just don't ever talk about it. That's the classy thing to do. Never address it. I mean, Dick Cheney, the monster that Dick Cheney is, and he still fully embraces his daughter, who's like a lesbian, which is fine. But like for him, it's like he would think it'd be like anathema, mm-hmm. right? And he like, no, he hugs and kisses her, and you know, at the strawberry parade, right. whatever. But John McCain never even acknowledged the existence of his own fucking stupid daughter.
Like, sometimes she would drag him onto The View, and he would just kind of sit there and go like, yeah, Megan's great.
Well, he was alive when she was on The View?
I think that at some point.
I thought she only got that show because he died.
I think it happened pretty soon after she joined it, but I remember.
He killed himself, probably.
Probably.
He probably put a gun in his mouth and said, this is the best thing I can do for America. Because there's no way I could put this Pandora's fat box back in the box. What a pig. What a legacy destroyer. I mean, oh my God. Nope. That's not, so Mehdi Hasan wrote, that's not what he did. This is a lie. It's a complete cut-off distortion of his full quote. But now this lie has gone viral, and people like Meghan McCain and Bug Rubber are refusing to delete their disinformation tweets, despite hundreds of people informing / correcting them. Shameful. No peace, bitch.
Meghan McCain wrote. Tweets with no peace, bitch.
What a pig. I mean, I don't even know what she's talking about. What anyone? I don't even know who Mehdi Hasan is. I'm not endorsing him. But what a pig. What an animal. Meghan McCain. Anyway. What is she even around for?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know what she's doing.
We fell for it, didn't we? We fell for this blob. This amorphous blob. That's not because she's so fat. She's just amorphous.
Right.
There's nothing to her. She's a spine. If you took the spine out of Stay Puft and Marshmallow Man, you have Meghan McCain. You mixed it with self-hate. Moving on. What else is going on? J.K. Rowling is doing great things again.
Wait, sorry, who's it?
Moving on, J.K. Rowling.
Oh, J.K. Rowling. Yeah, this was another thing that was in the news. It was J.K. Rowling got into some Twitter scuffle. But she's always getting into Twitter scuffles with these, like, you know, you random trans people on
Twitter.
Why
isn't she just allowed to say what she feels, though? Why does everyone have to try to shut her up?
Are they doing that?
They all, yeah, well, they definitely want her to shut up. They just can't make a billionaire shut up.
I guess there was that, I'm not super familiar with it, but there was that newscaster or whatever, who I guess she misgendered, and some people wanted her to get arrested for it. I don't agree with that.
I think they wanted her to lose her city job or something. Oh, we were talking about the same thing? I'm just saying, no. Oh, they want J.K. Rowling to be arrested for misgendering?
There's a law in the U.K., a new law in the U.K. about misgendering, and there is some news anchor who's transgender.
But you can't be arrested for it, can you?
Usually not, I would think, but like probably, but some people were, I guess, cheerleading the idea. I don't agree with that at all.
No, that's actually the Third Reich. But that's actually Nazi shit. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Put her in jail? Because she misgendered someone?
I think there's a thing, it's like, I think the specific language of the bill is like, it's more about creating like a harassment campaign against somebody.
Okay.
But like that's, it seems
they
like
can't just be calling someone Bob.
I don't think so. I think it has to be, I think it's a slightly higher bar than that, but like.
Hopefully. And even then, I mean, who, like, honestly, I can't imagine, if you showed me the law, it probably would be murky.
Right.
Oh, an error of harassment. What does that mean? Don't we have enough laws? Don't we?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do a lot of things.
There's a lot of things you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you, look, when they want to, prosecutors can cobble stuff together whenever they want.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, it's like, what do they call people like her? What's the term for them?
TERF?
Yeah. TERFs are not the mafia. You don't need to create RICO.
Right.
I mean, I think it's fine. I think her and Grand Lineham are not, you know, they're not Meyer Lansky. But go on, what's happening now?
George Takei and others pointed out.
George Takei.
Or George Takei, is
that? No, it's fine. So I'm saying, what's he? He's still around.
Yeah. George Takei and others pointed out Rowling's ignorance when she claimed Nazis did not burn trans healthcare books.
I mean, they burned a lot of books.
Yeah. But they, I mean, they definitely went after.
They were not fans of the trans.
No.
Sure. I don't think Nazis were like trans.
Stans.
Yeah.
They were not trans stans. Yeah, like it all started with this tweet that was the Nazis burnt books on trans healthcare and research.
Oh, I'm sure they did, yeah.
Why are you so desperate to uphold their ideology around gender?
Wait, but you can't, hold on. The Nazis don't get to own being anti-trans healthcare. Just because they,
that's a funny retort to that. Like, it's like, oh, so we can't hate anything that the Nazis hated?
Right, the Nazis hated a lot of shit. I'm just saying, like, I can't think of anything that I want to hate that they hated, but I mean, I don't think you can tell any group like you can't hate anything the Nazis hate. They had a big tent of hate, right?
That's amazing.
I mean, you don't just get the that's a monopoly. I mean,
that's a monopoly,
right?
And then she responded, how did you type this out and press send without thinking I should maybe check my source for this because it might have been a fever dream. So she's basically saying this didn't happen. Like you're, and then a bunch of people.
Is she? Oh, okay. Maybe she just doesn't think trans existed back then.
She probably thought, I kind of assumed that, I was like, well, the Weimar Republic probably wasn't super progressive towards trans people. It kind of was, I guess.
Well, like, you gotta remember Germany pre-World War II, especially pre-World War I, that's where, like, post-graduate education came from. Like, the entire, like, philosophy, well, not philosophy, psychiatry, sociology, like any of the not hard sciences came from Germany. All that PhD shit came from Germany. Like they were the center of that stuff, like in the late 19th century into the early 20th. So like the idea that they would be on the forefront of that is not surprising.
I guess it shouldn't be. I just thought because it's such a small minority, it seems like they haven't had a lot of luck in most contexts.
You think it'd be odd that they would like find solace in Germany,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But apparently, the Weimar Republic did like you could basically get a government license to be trans. It was actually,
oh really?
It's actually an interesting system. Like you could get a government license to be trans, and you could change your name, but it would have to come from a pre-approved list that they'd give you of names you could have.
What an interesting way to be progressive. No, you're not a Tina. Let's be honest. You're a Maude. You're not Stephanie. Stop kidding yourself.
You're not hot enough to be a Stephanie. Yeah. You can be a Wilma.
Right. Well, you feel like a maybe a Valerie. I've never met a hot Valerie.
Gertrude. We have a lot of Gertrudes available. Yeah. If any of you trans want to be Gertrudes,
it probably would mix up because Germans do think have a weird like names, right? Like Gertrude might be a hottie over there.
Yeah, maybe.
But whatever, you get the idea.
What
like a Hedwig might be like a big porn star over there.
Right, Hedwig. I always forget that Hedwig is a woman's name.
I mean, what man? Have you ever met a man, Hedwig?
No, but I always just, whenever I imagine a Hedwig, I imagine a man.
I imagine a bug. Sounds like a bug, right?
Yeah.
Isn't there a bug that's kind of like that? Like a.
Yeah, it's like what like a cute little Pixar bug would be named.
Yeah. So more about.
but yeah, so I guess you could kind of be trans in the Weimar Republic.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, you could, I mean, yeah, I mean, honestly, having a license, it sounds like it might be better than today.
Probably yeah, and not. It probably, probably honestly, not. The pre-approved name list, it seems a little arbitrary, but I wonder if they felt like, this will weed out some of the cat people. Like the people who want
the cats?
The people who want to be cats.
You think you think of the decent amount of people who are trans who are just trying to weasel their way into cats.
This will keep people from like naming themselves Starbright or something like where you right. have to get you have to legally call someone Starbright.
Right. It's, well, you can just do that in general. I could do that right now.
Yeah.
I would be trans. Or a cat.
I guess you can do it right.
I can be a lot worse than Starbrain.
But I can see the value of having a, that you can choose from our list.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just a way of being like, look, don't take us too far.
Yeah.
Don't get too crazy with this shit. We're naming you. Yeah. Or it's kind of like, it's like Christopher and the Sopranos where he's like, but I get to pick your outfits. I like that. Kind of like that.
We're going to pick your new tits to make sure you don't go too big.
Right. Or too small.
Or too small.
Yeah, just right. Goldilocks. we're the Goldilocks Republic. So what's going, is there any outcome to this?
So
what's George Takei's response here?
Oh yeah, let's see what his response was.
When Hitler rose to power as German Chancellor in 1933, he enacted policies to rid the country of leaving lives unworthy of living. His targets included Jews, Roma people, disabled people, and communists. Those are specifically homosexuals and transsexuals. Sure, I mean, he might have killed, I mean, would he allow a Chinese to live in Germany?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm not saying he's Chinese. I don't know what he is, but, you know, like, Japanese. And he, like, would Hitler allow Asians to live in Germany? I'm just asking. I don't know. Like,
I'm sure Germany was allied with Japan, so I figure if it's
But not really. Like, they were allies in this, Germany never fought for Japan, or vice versa.
Yeah, but I feel like they wouldn't make a big issue of it. They wouldn't be like, no, you can't. You can't visit here.
Well, look, I mean, they wouldn't have put it like in the front of Das Spiegel or whatever. Mm. I don't know if it was a paper back then. But, you know, like, hey, no Asians allowed. I just wonder. I mean, they're very strict about, you know, hating everything. This doesn't mean that they didn't hate trans. They definitely didn't. They hated trans people.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you can't. They don't get to pick every. Like, it's like a fat kid picking every, you know, ice cream flavor. You're not allowed to. You can pick one, and then it goes on in a circle, and then another.
Yeah.
Germany tried to get everything. It's not how it works. It's all despicable. I'm not saying it's not despicable, but you can't just, you know, whatever. It's just this. I mean, yes, we get it. Also, it's like when Hitler rose to power as German Chancellor in 1930. You don't have to include details.
You don't need to
Hitler came to power. When Hitler arrived, blah, blah, blah. That's what you got to say.
In the wake of the beer hall putsch.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
after the burning of the Reichstag. Is that how you say it? Reichstag?
Yeah, just like get right to the stuff people might not know.
Mention Kristallnacht, you historical fuck. Mention Kristallnacht, or your tweet doesn't matter.
While many are familiar with haunting images of the first book burnings in Germany.
Sure. Yeah, we've all seen, we know what the Nazis are. Shut up, dude.
Yeah, no, this is way too much preamble. He doesn't understand how Twitter is supposed to work.
Right, he's like, is this allowed on Twitter now? This is Elon Musk's Twitter? You can just, like, if you pay $5, you can just, what, $8? Is it $8?
Oh, do you get more words
per I believe buck? You do. I didn't realize there was this many more words.
The books.
This is like Facebook now. Yeah.
The books and texts that provided the fuel for that first bonfire come from the library of the Institute of Sexual Research, founded in 1919 by Magnus Hirschfeld, a gay Jewish doctor. Scientific American notes the institute was, quote, full of life everywhere and provided incredible and groundbreaking gender affirmation care to trans individuals.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so they burned them. Yeah, it's
right. Again, you just can't use, you can't ally her with Nazis just because they burned, you know. They also didn't like Catholics.
Look, J.K.
I don't know
Rowling,
if they killed Catholics, but they didn't like them.
Nobody should be assuming.
I don't think. I've heard that.
Based on J.K. Rowling's work, nobody should be assuming that she's that smart.
Or that wizards are good.
I don't think the first conclusion should be that she's a Holocaust denier or that she's intentionally denying the fact that trans people were targeted during the Holocaust. I think the first assumption should be that she wrote a bunch of wizard books.
Right.
And she's not a very smart woman at the end of the day.
She may. Yeah, I mean, sure. It seems like a cheap argument a little bit to, like, we don't like trans people, so you're dumb. But the books were dumb. I'll give you that.
No, but she's being dumb here. She's not knowing that this happened. And so she's doubling down and being.
Oh yeah, sure. She should have said what I said.
Yeah.
Right. Which is like, you know, hey, I'm not, you know, Hitler doesn't get to be, you know, Hitler's not my everything. But yeah. No, her, like, but honestly, Harry Potter is the dumbest thing I've read a couple of them.
Yeah.
They're trivial nonsense. I mean, I've always felt that.
I've been reading
Taylor Swift's garbage, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do a whole thing on her.
Yeah, I just want I won't put it out there again, because I'm the only one out here, I feel like. I've never seen someone, we're pivoting off this, with what else I love to say, but it reminded me of, like, just trivial nonsense. We were watching some of his Eras Tour movie. You know, I don't think we can play clips, because, you know, I feel like this kind of thing is probably super copyrighted, you know, up the ass. But, I mean, it's a 3.5-hour movie. We watched an hour of it so far. It's the least. I mean, I defy anyone to sit and watch this with me. And this is not an invitation. We're not going to hang out and watch it. It's like, oh, and he's going to stab me with a fucking fork. Yeah. I'm going to say, but I defy anyone to watch this and show me the good parts. Tell me what the good parts are of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. It's not. I mean, it's the least impactful concert I've ever seen. She just sits there in her stupid bathing suit, looking like a circus presenter with a stupid pink guitar and just dun, 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 dun. I mean, I'm all for spectacle, I guess. I mean, it's not my style of music, but I mean, you watch pop music for big spectacles and dances. She has a big stage, and sometimes it looks like a guitar, so I guess that's cool. No one, why is, it's not, I'm not even surprised that, like, a pop star is popular and I don't like the pop star. That's not what this is. This is, why is she the only pop star I've ever seen where no one will take a swipe at her? Where everyone, like, is agreeing that she's a genius. She's a cynical monster. No one else could tell me this until we watched it, when she had her stupid, you know, plant piano covered in plants. And she's saying, this is from the second of my 5 pandemic albums. She released 5 albums during the pandemic? What kind of maniac is she?
Yeah.
That's why she's so popular now. I knew she was popular before, but, like, my own contention was, how did she get this popular? That's how. She's fed the content monster every morning. Like she was just, you know, eating a bunch of oats and shitting out every day.
I was amazed by how bad of a performer she was.
Right?
I was like, I didn't think it would be that. I thought I was going to watch it and that I would be like, look, it's not my thing.
Right.
But it's like, she's charismatic or whatever.
She's not at all. She's like a robot.
We got to do it on the comp dump.
We're going to, you know, the comp dump, which is the higher tier of our Patreon, we're going to be analyzing this, you know, under the cloak of protection of Patreon. So Travis Kelce can't fist fuck me to death. But, you know, I mean, this is like, this is, we are at a turning point in humanity. I mean, if art goes away, what do we have left? There is no, I mean, and like, there is no rock left, right? There's no, like, Led Zeppelin, they're thieves, I get it. There's no Rolling Stone, they're still around somehow, but they're not really there. Well, that new song is not bad, but it's not great. Let's not kid ourselves. It ain't Give Me Shelter. You got mad because I was like, I started playing Give Me Shelter while we were watching. Going, why don't they like this?
I just thought that it was a bad analog for what they're trying to enjoy.
Mega! He's just a shadow way. He's just a shadow way.
You go crazy in the other direction. You're like, why don't 13-year-old girls want to listen to the Stones sing about Vietnam?
Well, I mean, I'm not talking. I didn't bring up, like, Echo and the Bunnymen. I didn't bring up Depeche Mode. It's just Rolling Stones.
Look, they're great. Give Me Shelter is a great song.
It is a great song. Thank you for agreeing with me.
But, you know, I've convinced you. It needs a more mature ear to appreciate it.
I don't think it does. I mean, you don't think it was 19-year-old girls freaking out to Give Me Shelter back in the 60s? These girls back then were watching these, like heroin addicts entomb themselves. But, you know, Keith Richards is still alive and still shooting H, I think. I don't know. Did he ever pretend to give it up? Taylor Swift is like not even 40 yet, just 40. And she looked, I mean, when she was doing Love Story, which is like the only song of hers I knew. I mean, I think I knew Shake It Off, but like, you know, when I was dressed young and you, and I used to thought that she was cute, like, you know, when she first came out or whatever. And, like, she's playing a song. She has no pomp to it. Like, this is one of your big hits. And she's singing it like, when I was young and you were able, blah, blah. She's lost her ability to be cute and young. And she's only like 38. Keith Richards has been doing heroin for 100 years. He's like 85 years old. And he's still wailing the guitar, still more charisma. You want to stack, what's his name against her? Who's the singer? Mick Jagger? That guy's still dancing around like a putz at fucking 90? Whatever he is? Mm. What happened to this world? They killed Prince? They killed Michael Jackson? They're killing them off.
Mm.
Everyone. Everyone's dying.
Who's next?
Who's next? Who's left? Is any good? Bruno Mars? I mean, it's over.
They're gonna go. They're gonna start going, killing off second tier people now.
I mean, Bruno. Yeah, no, he's not. He's not Prince, but he was catchy.
But he was good. I mean, Hooked on Funk.
Daft Punk bowed out of the business because like we can't be around this. They're gonna murk us. Why do you think they wore masks the whole time? Mm. Daft Punk.
They wear masks. They do that.
Yeah, no one knows what they look like. I mean, maybe some. I'm sure some people do.
That's good. That's good.
Back to Scientologist.
A lot of people that. That's a good point. More people do the mask thing now. Sia was doing the mask thing.
Yeah, but then she got caught in, you know, pissing in a porta potty or something probably. And I don't. I'm not trying to. I don't even know who Sia is.
Everybody should wear a mask from now on.
And have to piss in a porta potty. That's how you.
All our musicians should wear masks.
I think everyone should be forced to use a porta potty once a week. Rich and poor. That's how you. That's how you kind of bridge the gap.
Mm.
That's a, kind of a, you know, aside. Anyway. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Remember, like I said before, we have a Patreon. We're gonna be covering a lot of this stuff on there. And either way, if you like the show, it's more of what you love. So, you know, sign up if you like. You get an extra episode every week for $5 a month. Pretty good deal. And if you don't want to do that, then we'll that's totally fine. And we appreciate you being here. Maybe like and subscribe on YouTube and in the podcast apps. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week.